invite you now to listen to Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Johnson Wax Program. Presenting Marion and Jim Jordan as Fibber McGee and Molly. Ted Weems and his orchestra open the show with My Red Letter Day. Should see the great stacks of letters we get from women who use Johnson's Glow Coat and write us just to say how much they like this labor-saving floor polish. They say that Glow Coat is so easy to use, saves them so much work, makes their floors and linoleum look better than ever before. Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat is never sticky or gummy. It gives a beautiful polish that stays clean and bright. Perhaps your own linoleum is looking dull and faded. Then go over it with Glow Coat and watch the floor take on new life and beauty. Glow Coat dries in just 20 minutes and shines as it dries without help from you. If you want an easy-to-use floor polish that gives brighter luster, longer wear, insist on Johnson's Glow Coat, made by the makers of Johnson's Wax. And by the way, remember, you save money by ordering the larger sizes. Well, it's a beautiful, sunny, and mild winter day in Wistful Vista, and Molly has been trying to get Fibber on his feet for a little stroll after lunch. But he's got a detective story he wants to finish, and he'd rather stay inside. So, here, walking along 14th Street near Oak, we find Fibber McGee and Molly.
Now then, didn't I tell you, McGee? Isn't it wonderful out?
Oh, it is at that, Molly. An hour of this air and I'll be a different man.
Who?
Who do you want?
Robert Taylor.
That'll take an hour and a half.
Well, never mind then. Say, isn't the department store over there decorated up beautifully? You know, I always wondered why holly got to be selected as Christmas trimming. Why not maple leaves or roses or something? Why holly?
Why, that's easy, Molly. Holly is the only plant they could find that stays green and still has sharp points on it. That's symbolical.
Symbolical of what?
Christmas. That's when all us men get stuck in it.
Oh, you're just an old cynic, McGee. You're like every other man. You pretend you hate Christmas until the night before and then you go crazy. Where's some tissue? Who's got a red sticker? Will somebody wrap this up for me? Is it too late to get into a store? Give me some more ribbon.
Don't worry. I'll get plenty of ribbon.
Ribbon. If you don't look out, you might get shot for such bum puns.
Why, Molly, that's the risk a fella takes with any gag. There's just the difference of one little apostrophe between man's laughter and man's slaughter.
My, I've seen more real Christmas spirit this year than any time since 1929.
Sure, that's 7 years ago. It's the seventh wave that's biggest, and I ought to know I got washed up by the last one.
Oh, forget it.
Hi there, folks.
Oh, hello, Mr. Wilcox.
Hi, Harpo.
Say, I just met Mort Toops, and he told me a good one.
Yeah?
It's old, but you've probably never heard it.
Oh, I see.
It's old, but we probably never heard it. Well, go ahead.
Well, now, look. How do you spell folk?
F-O-L-K, of course.
All right. How do you spell joke?
J-O-K-E.
All right, then. How do you spell the white of an egg?
Y-O-L-K. Ask me something hard.
You're wrong.
Huh?
The yolk of an egg is not white, it's yellow. So long, folks.
The white part of the egg is what? How do you spell white?
Well, you certainly bit on that one, McGee.
Okay.
Come on, walk a little faster. Exercise is no good if you take it so easy.
Well, I don't know, Molly.
Hi, mister. Will you pull my sled away?
Oh, hi there, sis. Cute, ain't she, Molly? Which way you going, sis?
Hmm?
I says, which way you going?
Why?
Well, well, you wanted me to pull your sled, didn't you?
Sure I do, I bet.
Well, I'm sorry, but I got other plans.
Hmm?
I says, I got other things to do.
Name three.
Well, first... That better, why should I? You're pretty smart, aren't you?
I betcha I am, I betcha.
Oh, you are, huh? Listen to this, Molly. Can you spell, sis?
Spell what?
Just spell. Are you a good speller?
Sure I am.
Okay. How do you spell folk?
F-O-L-K, I betcha.
Good. Now then, how do you spell joke?
J-O-K-E.
Wonderful. Get this now, Molly. All right, sis. How do you spell the white of an egg?
A-L-B-U-M-E-N. So long, mister.
Can you beat that?
You should have pulled the sled instead of the gag, McGee.
Oh, hey, Molly, look.
Where?
At the poster on the wall there.
Oh, come on, let's walk.
Oh, wait a minute, Molly. There's a rodeo going on right here in the stadium. Look at the poster. Roping, riding, bulldogging, trick shooting, bucking contest. Bucking contest. $100 in cash and a silver cup to any local boy who can stay on a bucking horse for 3 minutes. Hot dog. I could use $100 about now.
Oh, now, McGee, you're not thinking of...
Oh, I ain't I? Come on in the stadium a minute.
Oh, dear.
Hi there, bud. I want to enter this bucking contest. Are you in charge of this rodeo?
Yes, yes, my boy. Glad to enter your name. You can have your choice of any horse in the corral. There's Dynamite, Torpedo, The Killer, Bloody Bill, and Widowmaker. Yes, a fine string of animals, too.
Well, they sound delightful. How'll you take your homicide, McGee?
Oh, sign me up for Torpedo, bud.
Oh.
Certainly, Torpedo. I'll make out the entry blank right away, Mr.
McGee, bud. Fibber McGee.
Yes, yes. Let me see now. Torpedo, waiver of responsibility, blue eyes and dark hair, raspberry birthmark on the left tip and a short beard. See, just sign here, Mr. McGee. Name and address.
Address? I suppose you want the address so you'll know where to send McGee the $100.
Not so, my little optimist. It's so we'll know where to send McGee.
Oh, yeah.
Weems and his orchestra play It's DeLovely, featuring Perry Como.
Night is young, the skies are clear, and if you want to go walking, dear, it's delightful, delicious, it's DeLovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental, cause so am I. It's delightful, delicious, it's DeLovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low, let yourself go so sweetly sweet, my sugary. And when I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, it's dilemma, it's dilemma, it's deluxe, it's DeLovely.
Mm-hmm.
has signed up to ride Torpedo, the Mad Mustang, at the radio rodeo tonight for the honor of Wistful Vista and $100 in cash. Here are Fibber and Molly in the stadium for the evening rodeo performance. The bucking contests are the closing feature of the show, so they have plenty of time to look around.
McGee, I don't know why you're always getting yourself into something like this. Heavenly days, suppose you break your neck.
Who, me? Go on, don't worry about me. I can ride anything on four legs.
Especially an easy chair. Why, even experienced cowboys can't stay on some of those wild horses.
Why, that's because they're the physical type, Molly. It takes a mental type to dominate a horse.
Mental type?
Betcha.
You're putting the emphasis on the wrong end of your spine, McGee. No.
Just the same, Molly, when a horse feels you're his master, you got him half-licked already.
Oh, sure. I can just see Torpedo trotting back to his stall and whispering to the other horses. Hey, boys, I had the brainiest rider tonight. He must have been a Phi Beta Kappa. The best I could do was bust his collarbone.
Oh. That's
hi, ma'am. How you, boss?
Oh, Silly Watson.
Hi, Sil. What you doing down here at the rodeo?
Rodeo it is, please.
Oh. I see. Correcting my English, eh?
No, sir.
Oh, no?
No, sir. That's Spanish, Mr. McGee.
Oh. Oh.
Why, sure, McGee. You ought to know that, being the mental type. What are you doing down here, Silly?
Well, I'm the best man at the stables, please, ma'am.
What do you mean you're the best man in the stables?
Well, you see, Mr. McGee, the head man, he is the groom.
Yeah?
I'm next after him. That makes me the best man, though.
How did you acquire the position, Silly?
What?
She says, how'd you get the job?
Oh, well, they got a string of wicked bad horses with this little old rodeo, please, sir.
Bad horses, huh?
Yes, sir. Mm. Last man they had working here got kicked by one of the horses.
Oh, my. Was he hurt bad?
They don't know, ma'am. He ain't come down yet.
Well, what? Not to be inquisitive, silly, but which horse? I mean, would you happen to know offhand, that is?
Who was the horse, silly?
Yeah.
What?
Was it a horse named...
Torpedo?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I don't think so.
Why? Well, I'll tell you, Sil, I signed up to ride one of these nags tonight.
Uh-oh.
What do you mean, uh-oh?
I mean, uh-oh, that's fine, please.
Looks like easy dough to me, Sil. A proposition like that always appeals to me. Give me $100 and I'm on every time.
Yes, sir, but with these horses, sir, $2 and you is off. Well, goodbye, man. Goodbye.
Well, heavenly days, Eddie Cantor, why are you wearing that old derby hat pulled down over your ears like that?
Why? What's the matter with it?
Well, pull it off your ears.
I can't. I got it jammed on. You see, Molly, I filled the hat full of absorbent cotton so it'll act as a crash helmet, you see?
I see.
Yeah.
Sort of a chapeau de concussion.
Yeah. Don't worry about my horsemanship, Molly. I got a definite flair for that sort of thing.
And the definite thing for your flares and linoleum is Johnson's self-polishing glow coat.
What are you doing in this radio, Harpo?
Look out, McGee. Get out of the way.
Hey, what's the idea there, cowgirl? Why don't you blow your horn?
Oh, why don't you blow your nose, you cook shack cake eater? Where'd you get that hat? Is this Derby Day on your track?
Hey, Grandma. Ain't you a little brittle to be doing the karaoke on that corn cruncher? You ought to be home on the range with your knitting.
Pull up your hat, Skippy. With your ears out like that, you look like the China Clipper. Oh, there, taxpayer.
Taxpayer? Why do you call that nag taxpayer, Grandma?
Because he's always trying to get out from under. Oh, there. Okay, up there, make my announcement.
What does she mean, make her announcement?
Well,
ladies and gentlemen, Miss Dallas Cruppertwitch, our premier equestrian, is about to show her versatility.
At her age?
Are you thinking?
As another splendid feature of the hoofbeat and horn swaggle combined rodeo.
Rodeo.
Pipe down, my little heckleberry. As I was about to say, Miss Dallas will now demonstrate her amazing virtuosity with firearms. She will fire across her shoulder at the other side of the arena and burst the small balloons on the board at the far end. Don't be nervous. Dallas never misses. Or practically never anyway. Are you ready?
Ready, Skipper! Yippee!
Go on, that's a fake. That's a fake. Where do they get that stuff? They can't see.
Oh,
me.
It's a fake, is it? Well, let's see you do it, Shorty.
Oh, you think I can't, eh?
Mickey, please, don't.
And what is the name of a suspicious citizen, Dallas, my dear?
Give him your name, Skippy.
Well, I was always known down south as Sure Trigger McGee, the Kentucky crack shot.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now witness an attempted fancy rifle shooting by the short stranger in the black diving helmet. He believes he can beat Miss Crupper Twitch at her own game. Just sort of a friendly riflery, you might say. What did you say the name was?
Sure Trigger McGee.
Oh, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, we present Mr. Sewer Digger McGee, the Kentucky crackpot.
Crack shot, not crackpot.
You may fire when ready, Griddle Cake.
Okay. Watch this.
Be careful, McGee.
Don't distract me, Molly.
Hey, who broke my glasses?
I'm sorry, bud. It's the wrong trajectory. Watch this.
Say, listen, what's the idea?
What's the idea of what, Ted?
Oh, hello, Ted.
Hello, Molly. What's the idea of shooting my baton into?
Hey, did I do that? I'm sorry. Can you still use it, Ted?
Well, I can, but it ain't right. Play that, boys.
For me, it ain't right to give me the kick around. It ain't right, I'm not gonna stick around. It ain't right, so baby, farewell. From now on, I'm on the loose. Comes a revolution for me. It ain't right to give me the kick around. It ain't right, I'm not gonna stick around. It ain't right, so baby, farewell. It ain't right, I ain't wrong, it ain't right.
Here are a few questions recently asked of a dealer who sells different types of household products. I'll give you the questions and you'll hear the dealer's answers. What floor polish of the no-rubbing type is the most popular with your customers?
Johnson's Glow Coat far outsells all other no-rubbing polishes for floors and linoleum.
How do you account for the fact that Glow Coat has become the leader in only a few years' time?
Well, in the first place, Glow Coat is made by the makers of Johnson's Wax. So women knew from the start that it must be a good polish. Then they discovered it was so easy to use Glow Coat. It dries in only 20 minutes and it's self-polishing. Doesn't require any rubbing or buffing.
Can you give any other reasons for preferring Glow Coat?
I think I can. Glow Coat gives brighter luster and longer wear. And it keeps floors so fresh and clean that it saves women a lot of work.
Glow Coat certainly saves time and work because it is self-polishing. And it keeps linoleum and floors sparkling like new. Well, the rodeo has proceeded to the point where the Bucking Bronco contest is about to be presented. Now, we wouldn't say that Fibber is exactly nervous about riding Torpedo, but he keeps reassuring himself that his old derby hat is still on and full of cotton.
McGee, if you only knew how ridiculous you look with that awful derby.
Okay, but it's that derby, Molly, that's going to keep me from getting percussion of the brain.
Percussion?
Yeah.
Why, I always thought you were a wind instrument, McGee.
Molly, don't be like that. What do you get?
So he's a tame horse, huh?
Listen, McGee.
Yeah. This Palooka thinks he's getting a real wild Mustang to ride.
Yeah, that sure is rich, Wyoming. Can't blame the boss, though, for not wanting no greenhorns claiming damages. What are they calling the horse tonight?
Torpedo. Ain't that rich?
Torpedo, huh? Well, if he ever blows up, it'll be because he had too much hay.
Hey, just a minute there, gent. I couldn't help overhearing what you were saying, and...
Where we come from, stranger, we don't take kindly to eavesdropping.
Oh, but you don't understand, gentlemen. Me husband here is the one that's going to ride Torpedo tonight.
Yeah.
Him? Huh? Well, did you hear that?
That's one for the bunkhouse wall, lady. Why, over?
Just a minute there, gent. I think you owe me an explanation.
He probably heard too much already, Wyoming. We better spill it.
Okay, but listen, partner. Don't tell any of these cowpokes around here that we told you.
Oh, okay.
Heavenly days, what is it?
Well, listen. This hay burner Torpedo, he ain't no wild cayuse.
Huh?
He's a horse we borrowed off in a milk wagon this morning.
Oh, yeah, you see, the boss don't want no damage suit from tenderfeet getting hurt. So he gives him an easy ride, pays the dough, and charges it off to advertising, you see?
You mean the horse ain't a real bucker?
Oh, he'll buck a couple, partner, but that's because they'll have a little burr under the saddle. He can't toss you.
Oh, dear. Well, that's the load off of mine.
Why, shucks, I... Well, thanks, bud. I certainly appreciate the information. I'm going to make some dough out of this rodeo.
McGee.
Hmm?
R-O-D-E-O is pronounced rodeo.
And G-L-O hyphen C-O-A-T is pronounced glowcoat.
Oh, Mr. Wilcox.
Hi, Harpo. What you doing here?
Well, I tell you, I tried to get into the bucking contest, but somebody beat me to it. Somebody's going to ride Torpedo, and they say he's a pretty mean animal.
That's me, Harpo. I'm riding Torpedo.
You?
Yeah. And when you see me touch a match to his tail, you'll know I'm lighting old Torpedo stew.
Well, say, for only $100, boy, you've got a lot of nerve.
You think so, huh? Well, I don't mind being churned up a bit if I can just skim the cream. Get it, Molly? Skim the cream? Milk
ain't
wagon
funny,
horse?
McGee.
Okay. Ah, this is going to be rich. Well, much obliged, fellas.
It's okay, partner.
Come on, Molly.
Keep it quiet, partner. Boy, he took a pick, pack, and poncho, didn't he?
That flat heel's going to have that iron hat pounded down so far, he'll have Stetson stamped on his stomach. Milk wagon horse. That devil's bumped more guys than a drunken cab driver.
Well, come on. We better go lay a bet, Wyoming. 500-1, it don't last 30 seconds.
Attention, please, ladies and gentlemen. We are about to present the novelty attraction of the rodeo.
Rodeo!
Thank you, you rat. We are about to give you that excruciating, exciting, exhilarating exhibition of amateur equestrianism which has proved so popular, if slightly fatal, in the past. Folks, Torpedo, the wildest horse of this generation, is about to conquer or be conquered by this fellow citizen of yours, Mr. Fibber McGee.
Hey, Molly, does the cotton show under my hat?
No. Well, say something, McGee. Say something.
Folks, before I explode this Torpedo, I want you to know that you're not dealing with a tenderfoot. I was once the greatest horse breaker and steer a bulldogger north of the Rio Grande. Lightning McGee, I was known as in them days.
Oh.
Lightning McGee, the last of the legendary longhorn loopers and leader of the leather-lunged lariat larrapers of the lazy lizard.
Oh. You better get back into the loading chute.
Okay. Shucks. It's a shame, though, to take the dough, you know. A milk wagon horse. Just before the bottle, Mother.
Madam, we have reserved a seat for you up here in the judge's stand, where you'll have a perfect view of the goings-on. And I might say, the comings-on. All right, back there!
Okay!
They're off! Yes, folks, Torpedo is booking hard. Now Torpedo Sunfishers. He swaps in. McGee's hanging on bravely, though he seems puzzled.
Oh, dear, there's something wrong here.
Now Torpedo lunges. He rears. He plunges. Uh-oh, McGee has left the saddle. There he goes. Up, up, up.
Oh, dear, he's killed. He's unconscious.
Give him air.
Get water.
Take that derby off of him.
McGee, speak to me. Darling.
Who threw that?
Be quiet. Don't talk. Oh, let me take that old derby off. There.
Imagine that. His hair is turned completely white.
That's cotton, stupid. McGee, are you all right?
Yeah.
Are you, McGee?
Yeah, I'm all right, but where are the fellas that told us that milk wagon yarn about Torpedo?
There's one of them there.
Oh.
Come here, you Logan. Here he is, McGee.
Hey, listen, bud. Are you the guy that said Torpedo was a milk wagon horse?
Well, I...
Are you or are you not?
Well, yes, but I didn't mean
that's
that.
That's okay, bud. Every day, starting tomorrow, you can leave a quart at 79 Wistful Vista. I could go for that kind of milk. Couldn't win that $100 for Christmas.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I wanted to do something with it. I could have bought you some of that period furniture you wanted. Wouldn't you like to have some nice period furniture?
I'd like to have some nice furniture, period.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Same time and saying until then, good night.
Among the musical selections heard in this program was Who from Jerome Kern's Sonny. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company. WMAQ, the Chicago Daily News Station. Tickets are available for the 11 o'clock Fibber McGee rebroadcast. If you would like to attend one of these late performances, write the Johnson Program, care of WMAQ, Chicago.